In the mid-1800s, more than 500,000 Americans migrated west in covered wagons along the Oregon Trail. Some were searching for riches or land. Some were fleeing religious persecution. But no one has authentically crossed the trail in over a century. That is until Rinker Buck, a journalist with a penchant for adventure. Jacob Lewis of Nashville Public Radio's podcast Neighbors has Buck's story.
Dreams can be a pain in the neck.
Because you get out there and you go, I just have to keep going.
In 2011, Rinker Buck attempted to cross the Oregon Trail, that thing from pioneer days that you learned about in middle school. Well, Rinker did it with a team of mules, 2,000 sometimes miserable miles.
It's raining and you're wet, and the rain comes in through the front of the covered wagon and gets all over you, and you put a blanket on you and that's wet. So it just took a lot of persistence, just a lot of persistence.
What's the real reason? Why'd you do it?
I guess the real reason, and it's something I discovered along the trail, is that I'm much more my father's son than I thought.
His dad was a pilot named Tom Buck. He had 11 children, of which Rinker was somewhere in the middle. Tom lost a leg in a plane crash in World War II, but this didn't keep him down. He was an accomplished horseman, one that restored old wagons and even took his family on a trip in one. On it, he tacked a sign on the back that said, "See America Slowly." When Rinker was 15, he and one of his older brothers followed their father's example and took up flying. And it made them pretty famous.
Our first guest on To Tell the Truth is the youngest person ever to pilot an airplane across the United States.
Rinker Buck. Rinker, would you come up?
This is the 60s game show called To Tell the Truth. The reason Rinker and his brother were on this episode is that they had built a small plane in their backyard and then flew it across the country by themselves.
How in the world did you and your brother ever get your parents' permission for this flight?
Well, like someone said here, my father is a pilot already. And my mother, well, she just kind of does what my father says.
I don't know what else to say other than it was the 60s. Well, Rinker grew up and became a print journalist like his father. At age 60, he longed for another adventure. So on assignment in Kansas, he saw a marker for the Oregon Trail. And that spirit was stirred up once again. But he would need a co-pilot.
There is not a person in America tougher than my brother Nick.
He considers tents for wimps and sleeps outside naked in a sleeping bag. After months of planning, the two set off.
You basically follow the Platte to the Sweetwater, to the Bear, to the Snake, to the Portneuf, and so forth, till you get to the Columbia River Gorge. As long as you're within sight of those rivers, you're on the trail, because the pioneers were all over the place.
An estimated 500,000 people made the journey. It was the mid-1800s, and President James K. Polk was rushing to claim the West. Today, roughly half of the trail is paved state highway, and the other half is pretty much like it was. Rinker and his brother went along with their thoughts, their own voices, and the plodding of hooves. And on the back of their wagon was a sign, "See America Slowly." They discovered it's not so easy to do.
Toughest thing we faced on the trip was wind. Okay, the prevailing wind out on the plains. There's no forests out there or anything else. You can be going along with a 40-mile-an-hour wind on your face all day, spitting sand and gravel in your face and stuff. And I mean, there were days that the gravel being blown at us by the wind was so severe, it left marks on my face.
In the Wyoming desert, they had issues with water. From there, they inched into the mountains where they broke a wagon wheel 40 miles from civilization.
Nature and a lot of other things were giving me a lot of pushback. And it wasn't doing nature any good, because the harder nature pushed back on me, the more I wanted to finish the trip. I learned on that trip that adversity emboldens you. Adversity doesn't necessarily make you want to give up.
At the border of Idaho, they came to a fork in the road. To the right was what looked like an easy, gently sloping section of the trail, but so overgrown, the wagon couldn't get through. To the left, a 2,300-foot drop over 3/4 of a mile. Rinker and Nick tied logs to the back of the wagon to create drag. They rode the brakes all the way down.
And they were smoking this ugly, foul-smelling rubber fume when we got to the bottom of the valley.
They conquered the cliff, but they hit a rough snowstorm near Baker City, Oregon. And after 4 months in the wagon, they decided it was time to call the journey done. By the time they pulled into that last stop, Rinker says he was a changed man.
I was completely relaxed, completely comfortable, driving that team in, unhitching them myself, while my brother talked to a bunch of people. Nothing bothered me. Nothing worried me. Uncertainty no longer bothered me. So I would say it was kind of a baptism by deep travel, you know.
But one baptism wasn't enough. So Rinker Buck built a flat-bottom boat. He called it Patience. He floated from Elizabeth, Pennsylvania, down the Ohio River until he reached the Mississippi, which he took all the way to New Orleans. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Lewis.